channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV Licence together.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, a local mayor says at least 10 people have been killed, including the suspect in a school shooting in Austria. The attack took place in the country's second largest city, Graz, this morning, where local media say a number of others have been injured. The Austrian Chancellor has called it a national tragedy. Philipp Wilhelmer is from the Courier newspaper in Austria.
There has been no indication so far that this has been a terrorist incident. The authorities would have flagged this immediately. So it appears to be an angry ex-student that did this horrible attack on his former school.
The Energy Secretary has confirmed plans to invest £14.2 billion in a new nuclear plant in Suffolk. Ed Miliband says Sizewell C will help deliver a golden age of clean energy.
This government supports new nuclear because of our belief that the climate crisis is the greatest long-term threat facing our country and our world. Because of the imperative of energy security and also because of the good skilled jobs that nuclear provides.
It's expected to create 10,000 construction jobs and generate enough electricity to power around 6 million homes when built. But critics claim it's likely to run late and go over budget. 15 police officers have been injured during last night's unrest in County Antrim. Petrol bombs, fireworks and bricks were thrown in Ballymena in what police are calling racially motivated attacks. Swedish activist Greta Thunberg has been deported from Israel. The 22-year-old was among a dozen campaigners on board an aid ship bound for Gaza. And a scientist in Portsmouth is casting doubt on the Big Bang theory of the start of the universe. Professor Enrique Gastanga says the laws of physics break down when you try to explain it, and the universe may instead have bounced out of a massive black hole formed within a larger parent universe. And the weather, becoming increasingly dry, sunny and warm. It will be humid in places with a high of 23. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, it's part of our universe. We are going to get rural and rustic right now. We are in the countryside with Beethoven to enjoy the Pastoral Symphony.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The Minute Waltz, the waltz in D flat, Maurizio Pollini, with the music of Frédéric Chopin, and Beethoven, the opening to his Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral Symphony, known as the Awakening of Pleasant Feelings Upon Arriving in the Country. We heard Daniel Barenboim with the West Eastern Divan Orchestra here on Classic FM 215. And after hearing and experiencing Beethoven's love for the countryside, here comes Finnish composer Sibelius, who said, "I love the mysterious sounds of the fields and forests, water and mountains." And he said, "It pleases me greatly to be called a poet of nature." And that man's genius was in his gift of bringing his love of his country into music. This is Finlandia.
Thank you.
What a wonderful performance by the Brighton Festival Chorus and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Carl Davis. What a piece of music that is. I adore the choral version of Finlandia by Sibelius on Classic FM, where in just a moment or two from now, how would you like to win tickets to an event which is sold out? However, we have managed to get our hands on a couple of pairs of tickets to go and see Ludovico Einaudi in London at the Royal Albert Hall this month. Not only the concert, but also a night in a very luxurious hotel after you've been to the concert. Sounds good? Yeah, I think so. Details in just a moment after Bizet and first, A Sunrise, Strauss style.
Classic FM. Thank you.
They are Les Musiciens du Louvre with Mark Minkowski conducting, the man who brought that ensemble together in the very first instance. Bizet's music, part of La Lesienne Suite number 1, and Sunrise from Richard Strauss, the opening to Also Sprach Zarathustra, and Edward Gardner was with the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain. Here, as promised then, your chance to get your hands on tickets to one of this year's sell-out events. Seeing the pianist and composer and Classic FM favourite, Ludovico Einaudi, perform live on Monday, the 30th of June. He's going to be at the Royal Albert Hall in London. You'll also have a luxury overnight stay as well. How nice. So it could be you and a significant other, member of the family, a best friend, your partner, your husband, your wife. And you, too, could be at one of Einaudi's record-breaking headline concerts this summer. I mean, this man sells tickets quicker than hot pies on a winter's day. And afterwards, when you've seen him this summer, you can head back to the Marriott Hotel Grosvenor Square with breakfast, VIP surprises, plus money towards your travel. Amazing. I wish I could enter. I'm not allowed. To enter, for you though, this is what you need to do. You text the word piano to 61812. And by entering, you'll have the chance to make a voluntary £5 donation, which will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to Make Some Noise, which is Classic FM's charity. You've got until 8 a.m. on the 23rd of June to enter, and we may call you shortly after. Standard network rates apply. You must be 18 or over to enter. For full T's and C's, do visit classicfm.com. Your chance then to see Ludovico Einaudi live at the Royal Albert Hall. Sell-out concert already. Ah, be amazing. You can text PIANO to 61812, and the best of luck. written by, played by Ludovico Einaudi from his album called I Giorni, we heard Samba. Classic FM, it is 24 minutes to 3.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
On violin, it was Angèle Debeau with her ensemble called La Pieta. And on Classic FM, the music of Adrian Munsey, we heard The Distance Between.
the most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Solo e sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me su le finestre, mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Con te partirò, paesi che non ho mai. Sei lontana e sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. E io sì, lo so che sei con me, con me. Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Il mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me.
Belter, Andrea Bocelli's Conte Partiro with Budapest Art Orchestra and Choir. Time to say goodbye. And Romance played on guitar by Ernesto Bitetti just before it on Classic FM, where you and me are about to hear a piece of music written by one of the greatest women composers in classical music. Brilliant performer. She played piano and a great composer as well, but she was paid less than her male counterparts for nearly a decade. Then she had a triumphant premiere of one of her works, and she demanded again to get equal pay. She won the battle. Louise Farrenc on Classic FM. This is Overture No. 1. You go, girl. Ravel, then. Composer Louise Farrong, Overture No. 1, the European Soloists of Luxembourg, on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Imagine a EuroMillions jackpot. Now make it massiver! Get that EuroMillions feeling this Tuesday with a chance to win our incredible £208 million jackpot. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125 plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
The people of Britain love their ice baths. They've bought loads of them. With the Barclaycard Platinum, they could also save with 0% interest for up to 24 months on purchases, which is a nice, warm feeling. What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example. 24.9% APR representative variable and 24.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, 10 people have been killed in a school shooting in the Austrian city of Graz, including the suspect, a 21-year-old man. The other victims are 6 females and 3 males. Police spokesman Sabri Jorgen described the moment officers were called to the scene this morning.
At around 10 o'clock, we received reports of numerous shots heard inside a building on Münzgrabenstrasse in Graz. Following that, the operation began, including our special unit. In the meantime, the situation is currently being secured. That means there's no further danger to the public.
The Austrian president, Alexander van der Bellen, has called the shooting a horror that can't be put into words. The government says a new nuclear plant in Suffolk is a statement of intent. More than £14 billion is being invested in Sizewell C, with unions among those welcoming the announcement. Greta Thunberg has accused Israel of kidnap after officials seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and deported her. The 22-year-old climate campaigner was among a dozen people on a yacht trying to break sea blockade. She's been speaking after arriving in France.
They did an illegal act by kidnapping us on international waters and against our will, bringing us to Israel. But that is not the real story here. The real story is that there is a genocide going on in Gaza and a systematic starvation.
Israel insists its actions are consistent with international law. The UK has put sanctions on two Israeli government ministers over the war